Trump tries to end war with Iran he started, but falls short of his goals. President Donald Trump signals a shift as he seeks to end the war with Iran that he launched, presenting a framework to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and ease global markets. He calls it a victory, yet the core nuclear program dispute remains unresolved, and the deal is described as a memorandum rather than a final agreement. The international reaction is cautious, while Israel stays distant from the talks. The article examines what this development could mean for regional security, sanctions, and future diplomacy. Trump proclaims victory, though nuclear talks stay unsettled. The deal aims to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and calm energy markets. Nuclear issues are delayed to future talks. Israel stays distant and some partners doubt the plan. Analysts say the deal is only a memorandum, not a full treaty. Trump seeks end to Iran war, but nuclear dispute persists. What the deal aims to achieve a new framework with Iran is being described as a step toward ending a war that began under the current administration. The plan would reopen the Strait of Hormuz and provide some economic relief if implemented. However, the core issue, the Iranian nuclear program, remains unresolved, and the document is described as a memorandum rather than a final treaty. What is in the document and what is not, officials say the arrangement is slated to be signed in Geneva on Friday. It sets a pause on major disputes and outlines a path for future talks on nuclear matters. The plan stops short of a complete resolution and leaves key questions about enrichment and stockpiles to further negotiations over roughly the next 60 days. Sanctions relief is tied to Tehran meeting defined commitments, according to informants. International and regional reaction. Global leaders responded with cautious optimism while markets moved to price in the potential change. Some officials welcomed the move as a potential step toward greater regional stability and energy security. Yet several partners stressed that real progress on the nuclear issue remains essential for lasting peace. Israel has kept its distance from the talks and did not participate in the negotiations. Context and background. 3 months earlier, the United States signaled a much broader aim, including degrading Iran's military capabilities, ending its nuclear ambitions, and reshaping its leadership. In the weeks after the initial clashes, U.S. rhetoric shifted toward a demand for unconditional terms, then toward a need for a broader settlement. The latest outline follows a sequence of contradictory messages about the war's purpose and the path to a deal. Key voices and what they suggest. Analysts note that the agreement does not constitute a formal treaty and that the nuclear questions will stay open for further discussion. A former American ambassador pointed out that Iran can use diplomatic delays to its advantage. Some U.S. lawmakers have expressed concern that Iran's actual position may differ from what negotiators have publicly described, and they urged that any final arrangement go before Congress. Among U.S. aides, officials indicated that the framework gives new leverage in talks, but many details remain to be defined, including how enriched uranium would be handled. Conclusion. This analysis shows that while the new framework signals a potential step toward ending the Iran war and reopening the Strait of Hormuz to ease energy markets, the core nuclear dispute remains unresolved. Sanctions relief remains tied to Tehran meeting defined commitments, with a 60-day window to advance talks. The international reaction is cautious, with some partners noting possible stability gains, but many insisting on real progress on the nuclear issue. Israel has stayed distant, highlighting regional sensitivities and limits to any broader peace without wider consensus. Analysts caution that, without a formal agreement, the risk of renewed tensions or a stalled process persists, even as the framework provides new leverage for negotiations and a path, however tentative, toward future diplomacy. Frequently asked questions. Why did Trump say he ended the Iran war? He claimed victory and said the Strait of Hormuz would reopen. The deal is not final. Nuclear talks are left for later. Is this a full peace deal? No. It is a memo, not a full treaty. It does not settle nuclear plans yet. There is a 60-day window for talks. What happened to Iran's nuclear program in these talks? It stays unresolved. Iran wants to keep enriching uranium. A final deal is not in place. How did other countries react? They spoke with caution. Europe welcomed it but stayed wary. Germany praised the step. Israel stayed distant. What happens next? A 60-day window for talks begins. The next moves depend on the deal. If no final agreement, tensions could stay or rise.